Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Live. And hello, everybody. Welcome to our program. This morning, I was sitting in the local coffee place, and a buddy of mine came in, older guy, in very good shape, very good spirit, very alert. And my buddy Freddie, and I asked him a very simple question. I said, Freddie, I said, what do you think of nursing homes? And his immediate response was, they suck.
You know. All right.
And this guy's over 90 years old.
God bless him.
And I immediately got the thought in my mind that, you know, here's a guy who's been around and served the military and all that. And I immediately got the thought that these politicians are contributing to making us worse, creating disabilities.
Oh,
you know, how many politicians have voted and brought about war?
Oh,
look at all
the
disabled people that have come out of that.
Now
they allow us to be unprotected by the law.
That's right.
You know, the millions of us, and the people in wheelchairs, no enforcement on the ADA, the service dog schools, no enforcement on the law when you're denied the service dog. The driving people into nursing homes with the stupid programs that they have, and forcing the person to stay in that predicament because they have nowhere to go. They take away your living facilities. Now, to me, and I'm sure to millions of others, that all contributes to taking a person who's disabled and making them worse.
Yeah.
And part of that, you know, causing people to get together and fight in wars and all that, actually creates disability. And then this government will turn around and say, someone who served this country cannot benefit from a service dog.
So does that include the blind disabled who have been blinded by war too? That is so unreal when they come out with a statement like that. Really?
Sure they are. Well, they do it for a reason. They don't want to spend the money.
That's right.
They don't want to look at the situation, you know, of a person being shocked by battle and going through a school and being denied, and you know, and they don't want the responsibility of examining why, where, how that person was denied. Where's the evidence?
Right.
Where's the proof?
Exactly.
They don't count us in the American way.
That's true.
And that's what this is all about.
It sure is.
These politicians who have created disability and who have contributed to making it worse for people who are
disabled.
We have so many examples of that. And those examples are growing every day.
They said a long time ago, I read an article and I couldn't find it again, but I wish I did. They said they're contributing to people, the demise of people, and putting them in a world of discontent because they would not when they come back, they don't have accessibility. They don't have the things that they need to live on a regular basis. So that's basically what, you know, the article was saying.
Yeah.
They don't have anything ready for them.
I recall that writing. I think that was during the shortly after the Vietnam conflict.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And, and the politicians, I mean, they aren't doing a damn thing about it. And they don't have to spend any money to do anything about this. There's already a stupid-ass law. Just amend it.
Yeah.
Strengthen
so
it.
True.
That's
so
all
true.
You got to do.
Yeah.
Put it
I
up
agree.
And get a couple of congressmen, put it up there. Let Congress vote on it. You know, bring the disabled people to testify. Let Congress vote on it.
Yeah.
You know, if they voted down, then at least the representative and the Congress people who wanted it know that they did the right thing.
That's right. Also, here's the other thing that really angers me. When you have a veteran who is a politician, okay, and they, you know, they know that they experienced, you know, rough time at war, okay, and yet they're voting against a bill like that. That is really a shame, because if you vote against a bill like that and you've experienced all of the trauma, how do you live with yourself after that? I just don't know.
Well, they obviously don't care.
Obviously.
They're indifferent.
They don't care about it. They don't care about it at all.
You know, they to them it's just a vote. It's my job. I got to vote.
But it's so sad that they vote in that manner. They vote against a bill that would mean so much to so many people. It's just a shame.
They
can
abstain, I believe, from voting, too.
Yeah, I know.
So.
That's sad. Yeah,
there you have it. But the fault lies where it does. Yes, disabled people could improve and do better, but that's limited.
Right.
Because we're limited.
Right.
You know, how can you do better when you're being stopped
right.
from doing better?
That's true. Yeah.
And it's horrendous.
It is horrendous.
You know, what we've been through.
Lord.
And we've been to these politicians. They're not just,
yes,
we're not
have.
Just up here talking.
Many times. Many times, too.
We've been to them.
Yep.
They haven't done a damn thing.
Nope.
And the latest horror is to get an email from my congressman. I want to get that thing printed out. So I can read it on the air. I think I still have it.
Uh-huh. You do?
An email from my congressman stating that the VA in this country doesn't believe that service dogs help the veteran.
Yeah. That's what they said.
We got to get that. Yeah. We got to get that printed big so you can read it on the air.
Yeah, and that's so sad that you have to do that. It's not naturally done. You have to make it as big as you can, and it's not.
No, we'll do. We'll find some way to do it. We got to do it.
But it's not just a single button press. It really irks me.
Well, maybe I'll call the congressman's office and ask them to do it and send it.
Yeah, they should be doing it. They should.
They could do it.
Yes, they can.
I mean, they sent
me an email. I don't have a large
enough
printer. Yeah, that's true. I don't have a large enough printer to do that.
Well, somebody does.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe the library can do it. I don't know. Somebody can do it.
The library can do it. Yeah, the library can do it. They have.
All right, Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita.
Yeah.
Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down there.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So, Big East, AkitaRescue.org.
Yes.
Hey, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. You know, you want to sell a house, buy a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186.
Mm-hmm.
And tell him Inner Sight says hello. He'll like that.
Yeah, he'd like that.
All the beautiful
really.
Children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell,
too
all the
many.
Others. Our hearts go out, and we remember them every night on our show.
Yes,
go
we
an
do.
Extra mile for a child.
That's
the
right.
Inner Sight saying. So we urge you to put that into practice.
Yes, please.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled are Inner Sight, phone number 631-224-3090.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to mention any names because I haven't cleared it with her yet, but
mm-hmm.
I can tell you that we help to save a woman's service dog for her.
Aww.
And Inner Sight is very proud of that.
That's great.
And I want to thank the, I'm not going to mention his name either, but I want to thank the gentleman from Social Service who contacted us about it.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
And we're on top of that situation, and we intend to
mm-hmm.
follow through completely and do
yep.
everything we can to protect the service dog and this lady who we, Inner Sight, certified that dog.
We yes,
stand
we do.
Behind our people.
Yes, we do.
All right. Yeah. Inner Sight.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Around the world. What?
I think I realize who you're talking about, too.
Well, everybody's anonymous.
Yeah,
right,
but I'm leaving it anonymous.
Inner Sight, talking tonight about how the politicians not only create disabilities.
They make a mess of it.
They make them worse.
Yes, they do.
They make them worse.
Yes,
how about the
do.
Fact that if you try to get ahead, you know, you can't just go out into the world and say, "Oh, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to do better." When you're disabled, I'm going to do this and that, and I want to do this. You can't do that. You got to sit down and figure, "Hey, now, if I do this and I make so much money, they're going to take away. They're going to take
exactly.
my money away."
That's so true.
So the politicians are making a so-called bad situation worse.
Even worse, yeah.
By allowing this to happen.
Yeah.
You know, how do you pay back damages in law when someone is damaged and hurt and all that? It's with money.
That's right.
With money.
Unfortunately,
so,
that's how they do it.
We deserve to be paid back for all the years that we haven't had accessibility. And there's no damn
that's
excuse.
Right.
I don't believe in that crap. Oh, we didn't know. That's a bunch of bull.
That's right.
How can you not know?
That's right.
They knew. They didn't
they
give
knew
a damn.
Big time.
They show by their actions today they didn't give a damn.
That's right. I'll tell you something. When they said to me, "I owe $81,000, I think I had a heart attack right there when I read the letter. And I was also having problems reading the damn letter because I just told that I'm legally blind. They didn't give me a letter.
Well, at that point, you
should
have said, "Okay, I can give you $5 a month."
I did. They said, "That's not enough. You will be getting your disability turned off, and you won't be able to, read the letter or whatever." So then I said, "I can't even read
and then
this
I
letter."
And then I would have said, "All right, I'm gonna tell this to the media. I'm gonna hold a news conference tomorrow morning."
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You do what you're gonna do, and I'll do what I got to do. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah. They don't care, Frank, anymore. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't care at all. They really don't.
And then I would mount a campaign. A campaign. I'm disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me it was all right. And now they're telling me another story, and they're taking all my money.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't ask people for money, but I'd ask them to sign a damn petition.
Yeah.
That's what you should have done.
Well, that lawyer advised me otherwise. Stupid idiot.
Forget about that lawyer.
That lawyer was a pain.
You don't listen to a lawyer who does that. You get somebody else.
He kicked me under the table. He kicked me under the table.
You get somebody better. You've told this story 1,000 times. Tell a better story.
I can. I didn't kick him back, but I said in the middle of the trial, I said, you kick me one more time. Number one, I'm not letting you be my lawyer. And number two, I'm going to,
come on. You should have fired the son of a bitch on the spot.
Well, that I couldn't.
Should have fired him when you said, Your Honor,
court.
I want an adjournment. I'm firing my lawyer. You see how fast the whole thing would have blown up.
Turned around. Yeah, it would have.
Damn right it would have.
Yeah.
And then I
would
have brought
charges
against him for an assault.
You're kicking me.
And then I would have called a news conference.
Yeah. What an idiot. You don't kick somebody under the table. And that freaking thing hurt.
You should have fired the son of a bitch on the spot.
Yeah.
You don't take that from a lawyer. What kind of crap is that?
No.
Doing a lousy job, then he abuses you physically?
Yeah.
No.
No, I know.
Anyway, InterSight, 213-816-1650, and if you call in, please try to stay on the subject of what we're talking about tonight, how the politicians have contributed to our disability and have made it worse. All right, anybody on the line?
We have Anthony.
All right, so we'll take a phone call, InterSight Live.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you tonight?
How you doing?
Hello.
Good.
I'm okay. Just taking it easy. So I was thinking to myself today because I was watching the news and they were talking about, you know, who's running for governor and who the Democratic Party is supporting and how Andrew Giuliani wants bail reform, and Tom Suozzi, you know, wants to make New York a more business-friendly place, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it cracked me up because I'm sitting there listening about Tom Suozzi, and he starts talking about jails a lot and how he wants to, promote literacy in jails. A lot of people in prison have drug problems. And I said, there's a place for that. That's important. But what about the disabled? Nobody ever talks about that. Nothing about the disabled. And it really, you know, makes me angry that it seems to me that they care more about people in jail than they do people out of jail. So in other words, if I go and I beat up an old lady on the street and I steal her money because I'm illiterate and I have a drug problem, you're going to invest more money into, programs that help me than a disabled person that has never hurt anyone and can't get out of the house and can't help themselves and can't fight for themselves to improve their lives or do anything to help them in any way. And I said, how ridiculous is that?
I don't think people are going to vote for a guy like that.
I don't think so either, but it's just fascinating to listen to him. I mean, I get drawn in, and I just, you know, I can't believe that somebody thinks like that because, I mean, these are people that, you know, society in a lot of cases have all but given up on and just, you know, lock away and throw away the key. Nobody really cares about them anymore. but you want to spend money on that, but we're still debating, you know, whether the disabled should get a raise on their SSI checks after how many years, or if there should be another stimulus, and how, you know, it's not going to be another big stimulus. If there's ever another one, it'll be very small because Biden's ratings are down in the dumps, and that's the only reason why they're doing it. And he's a common-sense Democrat, he says, this Tom Suozzi. And, you know, what I would say to that guy, if I could, you know, have 5 minutes in a, you know, meeting with him, and, I mean, are you kidding me, man? It's a joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But well, that's what we're talking about tonight, how these politicians not only have created disability in many, many ways, they've made it worse for us. And there's an example.
Yeah.
Of how a politician is making it worse for us. What about all the people in the nursing homes that can't get help?
Yeah, well, you know, nobody ever thinks about us because, you know, we are kind of hidden away. We live, you know, in somebody's house, and you know, they don't hear from us, don't speak of us, and, you know, just cover their eyes and you know, make it all go away, you know. And I wish that I had a way to dedicate that song, you know, Make the World Go Away and Get It Off My Shoulders. Because that's really, you know, what they want to do. They only care about their key issues. So basically, you know, all
you
of the people.
You have to take that song out of context. That's a broken hearted love song.
So, of people that can't take it anymore. You know, what happened in their life with their relationship and things like that. But I say to myself, so what's he trying to do? Get so desperate that he wants, you know, the votes of family members of people who were incarcerated? Half of them don't even vote because they don't believe in police and you know, those type of Republican views and justice type reform and things like that. They don't, you know, they don't want things to go back the old way that it used to be.
You mentioned Giuliani. Is he running for governor?
Andrew Giuliani is running for governor. That's Rudy Giuliani's son. And he wants bail reform. And our mayor is working hard to make that happen. But they say that he's going to have an uphill battle with that. And, you know, I hope he, you know, gets to push his agenda and wins with it because our streets are full of guns and things like that. But I don't know. But still, nobody's talking about the nursing homes because, you know.
Is Giuliani a Democrat or a Republican, this Andrew?
He's a Republican. And his father was a Republican, too.
So the mayor, the current mayor is Democrat, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So he obviously doesn't agree with Giuliani Jr.
No, he does. Well, he does agree with him because he wants to reform bail the way it was before, where they would lock you away for a long period of time, and then you couldn't get out.
All right, so he's gonna endorse. It looks like he's gonna endorse Giuliani. And not the Democrats.
Yeah, but then he would go against the Democratic Party, which I find hard to believe. And then Tom Suozzi has a Spanish woman that's supposed to be his lieutenant governor on his ticket if he wins, and that's the one, you know,
who go with minorities because they're looking to grab votes. That's all is.
That's all.
Yeah, but, yeah.
That's a bunch of bull that's played out. Go with somebody who's going to do something for people.
Yeah, people in nursing homes can't vote because they're sick and, you know, laying in the bed and waiting for
care. They could vote. They can get an absentee ballot. They can.
Yeah, my ticket vote. Uh-huh. They're American citizens.
Do you think that they would you know, ever get that ballot to them? I mean, I've never really heard of somebody getting mail in a nursing home.
Better.
I bought my mom's
damn
ballot.
Damn ass better
today.
Get it to them.
Yeah. They have the right to vote just like anybody else. I bought my mom's ballot. She asked for it. And I bought it to her, and she voted. Okay.
Yeah, but they're so sick, they probably can't even, you know, sit up to fill out a ballot. I mean, somebody has to do it for them and all that. I don't know. You know,
well,
because you can't.
One ballot. And then that was the presidential ballot. You know, that was actually for Trump's original campaign, 2016.
Oh, well, I voted for Biden, and, you know, I know that people donated money to his campaign, and that's how he, you know, beat Trump, and because of Trump's mouth and all that. And, you know, look at where we are and the payback we got for it. You
well,
know what I mean?
Let me explain something to you. Inner Sight is very good friends with the commissioner, the Democratic commissioner of the Board of Elections here in Suffolk County. Beautiful, beautiful lady, Anita Katz. And I will make it my business to talk to her and find out what is it we can do to make sure that every person in a nursing home is given the right to vote. And I bet you she'll back us up.
Well, that's it. We don't even have to do anything, because all you have to do is call and request a ballot, and they'll send you one. You just fill it out.
Yeah, but you want to make sure the people get it, and the people can vote, not just get to send the ballot. You got to make sure that you know who's going to put it in front of them and say, "Hey, would you like to vote? Here's the thing."
Right.
You know.
I don't know. Well, that would be up to the nursing home workers with the half-assed job that they do with everything else, you know, the little slop
for
that.
That's why I say if the commissioner would get involved and maybe we could get a new story made out of it,
yeah,
it would be a step closer to make sure that people will vote in the nursing home.
Uh-huh. And not only that, you know, you keep their mind going. You have to keep the mind of a, you know, disabled / you know, person who's in that situation going, so that they know this is they're giving me the right to do this. Oh my God, I haven't done this in a while. You know, they do that, and it's good for their health. You know.
Yeah, because I really believe that that's why their mind deteriorates, because you know they're not getting any emotional stimulation. All they do is. A 1, 2, 3, you know, help you get dressed, wash you up, and gotta go.
It's all that. It's all that. You're saying exactly what it is. It's all, you know, a whole organized bunch of poo, I'm going to say, to make it nice. But it is a whole organized bunch of poo, and then they go to the kitchen, not kitchen, the dining room, they eat, they come back, and they go to another the recreational therapy area. It's all a bunch of, you know, poo, if you ask me.
Yeah, I laugh my something we can't say on the air off, because I was sitting here one day with an aide that I had, and I think I told the story a long time ago. She wanted to work in a nursing home, and they're giving her, you know, this paperwork, and she's, well, what do you think I have to do for this? What do you think this, and what do you think that? And it's making me laugh because, you know, they're telling her, knock on the door and say, good morning, Mrs. So-and-so.
Oh,
and you know that they don't do all that, and
they're
teaching them about the lights, and, you know, if it lights up red, then that means that somebody's calling you, and what should you do if someone says, you know, that they're feeling depressed, or, you know, you should say, do you want someone to talk to, or what if someone says that they're lonely, or they feel that, you know, they're sick and they want to die. I said, what a crock of something we're not supposed to say on here. I mean, give me a break. We know that they don't do any of this. It's just, you know, they ignore them, and that's that, and they go to the next person, and, you know, they put a tray of food in front of you, and if you eat, you know, if you can feed yourself, you eat, and if you don't, you don't, and you lay in bed doing
your
own waste.
That's a million reasons why people shouldn't be there.
Yeah, we know that. But I said, what's with all this paperwork, all this garbage? I mean, I was sitting there looking at it, and I said to myself, God, if this was mine, I would take it and, you know, ball it up into a ball and throw it in the garbage, but I don't want to be disrespectful, because it's all a bunch of nonsense. And they have some of, you know, these big health care books that you have to read about how to take care of them and CNA this and CNA that. They don't really do any of that. It's all a bunch of nonsense.
They just get them dressed, next person. They really don't have any, procedure to get them happy or
they don't.
Walk
they
around
change
or this, that, and the
they,
other thing.
They change the diaper once a day. And then they call it care, and this is what people go into a nursing home for, you know, and spend the rest of their life because, you know, this couldn't be done anywhere else, and, you know, you need them to change one diaper a day, and that's that. And then they tell you, you know, if you ask for any additional help, if they can get back to you, they will, and if they, they don't, they won't, and if they can't, they can't, and...
They
tell you
once a shift, I think.
Yeah, they tell you if you if you're gonna attend to every patient like they want, then you'll be up. You know, you'll be here from sun up to sundown and from sundown to sun up, and that's the way they see it because they say it's too much work, and
Yeah, but that's a lie. Those people are lying when they say that. Because if they really believed that, they would immediately move to get the home health cares in to help people the way they're supposed to normally.
Yeah, but they don't care. They
so they're a bunch of liars.
They want it like that, and even if it was too much work, they don't care because they don't intend to do it, and they want those patients in that nursing home because they want the money. These people are precious commodities. They don't want
them. That's
what I
said. It's a bunch of lies. They don't care about those people.
They would
make a move to get them more help.
Or get them
They go to meetings. They go to meetings and pretend that they do. You know, their idea of more help is go, you know, recruit more people to work in a nursing home and make it bigger.
Right.
That's all they want to do. They don't want in-home health
care. That's made it worse.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
My uncle, you know, what do they want us to do? Play I'm So Excited by the Points Sisters is going to get a home health aide tomorrow. And, you know, we'll pray to God that it's a good person and they take good care of him and stuff like that. But he's in really bad shape. And as far as I know, he's only qualified for 4 hours, 3 days a week.
That's terrible.
Now, how is somebody supposed to survive like that? You know what the next step after that is?
Yeah.
You know what the next step after that is? Go to a nursing home because how do you survive? Did I tell you guys last night about how bad off he was? He needs help with hygiene. He can't get around. He has failing kidneys, congestive heart failure, diabetes. He had fluid around the heart, you know.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What else? He's needed oxygen so many times. He can't get up from a chair, you know, really. How much more would it take to get somebody more hours? They, you know, seem to be fixated. They seem to be fixated on insisting that somebody be really, really bad off in order to get more hours. And what are you going to get? Measly 4 hours? Whip-de-doo! And then there's going to be
They don't
want to
give people like that more hours. They want to make money off of them.
And then when they make money off of them, then they say, oh, wow, this is, you know, this person could give more money by just selling over their house or their apartment complex. That they want them to have zero. And all of that comes to them.
Yeah, well, they can enjoy themselves because they're not going to get anything from him. He lives in an apartment building. He has no money. He doesn't work. He only gets Social Security and Medicare. So they can go enjoy themselves. Well, that's that. That's all they're going to get because that's all he has. So here's
the
thing.
They're going to get paid for Medicare and all that. They're going to
get
more than
that. $50. That's all they're
going to get. Yeah, and then here's the thing. He lives with my other uncle who had a stroke and, you know, is in a power chair and, you know, needs a lot of help. So, he gets 6 hours, 5 days. And then they also live with my other uncle, who's considered mentally disabled. He's, you know, considered mentally retarded. And he, you know, and he has cerebral palsy, and he can't help himself. But only two people in the house are allowed to have an aide. So it means that you choose the two worst and, you know, hopefully pray that the people you get are compassionate enough to help you both, or all three of you, or one of you are not going to get any care at all. And, you know, the agency doesn't allow them to help. And, you know, if they're going to help, I mean, it's going to be to a level that they can handle to a limited extent or whatever, and, you know, shop for everybody, cook for everybody, clean the house, and, you know, you hope the person is able to maybe take a shower and they can wash their clothes too. But, you know, then again, you know, so you got 6 hours for one and four for the other 3 days a week. What happens to you for the other one?
It's a classic example of what you're talking about, how these politicians have made it worse for people who are disabled because the money is not being used in the right way. And because many of these people who work for these agencies do not belong in these damn jobs. They're in the wrong business and the wrong job.
Yeah.
And the agencies for the disabled aren't doing a damn thing to help these
people. I wrote that too.
I really get
the classic,
to thinking.
Classic example of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I really get
happens
to
all
thinking
over the country every day.
Yeah. I really get to thinking, Frank, that sometimes this system is designed purposely to make people need, where they're, you know, in desperate need, the fact that they'll only, you know, work exactly their hours. If you don't have any more hours, then, you know, you're not allowed to ask them to go to the store to, you know, give you dinner or anything.
Well, you know, what happens, too, is that you don't have the money anymore, so they can't, you know, I know I'm out of money by maybe the 5th, and I just got my money the 4th. You know, I'm now 4th, 3rd, and I'm out of it, completely out of it. And it's crazy because you just got it. I mean, it should last all the way. All the way it should last.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't last for anything. I mean, people,
I
know. You
know,
will
hard for it to last. It really is. They don't give you much.
It
you know,
is.
People say,
but
you want to
know
you
what?
Gotten a lot more.
In other states, it's even worse.
Well, let's be fair now. A lot of people don't use the money in the right way either. Let me give an example. If you're living with people, let's say your family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pay rent. Let's say you have to pay $1,000 a month rent, and that leaves you with nothing. Then you've got to take a stand and say, hey, I can only give you $500.
Yep.
See?
Uh-huh.
You've got to take a stand for yourself, too.
But sometimes the other person doesn't have a job either. So if you can't give them the other half, that you would be out of a place to live because neither one of you can really afford it. Both of you are in the same situation. You know what I mean?
No,
and
you've
then
got
if
to, you've got to take a stand and then do other things to make up for it. See?
You've got to use the system.
Oh, you mean the system. You're right, but hey, your landlord is not the system, and you know, if you don't pay your rent regardless of where you live, you'll be thrown out, even if you live.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about using the system to inform people. Let's say you get a petition up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Find a place where you can go out into the public and get names on that petition. Don't
That's
ask
right.
people for money. Inform them of what's going on.
That's right.
You know? And whatever donations you get, you can offset the whole thing.
Yeah, no.
The people don't use Well, people don't use what's happening to us enough. The agencies use it. See, they're smart. The disabled, for the most part, don't use it.
Yeah.
We're not smart. You got to get smart, man. Use it.
Yep.
If the agencies are using it, why can't we? Why don't we?
That's right. That's right. Most people feel sucky.
That's a big part of the situation.
You have to be a 501c3, you know, charity in order to.
No. That's not
no
true.
You don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
No,
wait, hold. You got InnerSight. You just hook up with us.
That's it.
You know.
But to get a big donation from an organization like a company, you would, because they're not going to donate unless they have a tax write-off and you have a tax ID.
You don't necessarily need big donations. Get 10 small donations.
Yeah, but if it's one big one, you could save up and have a lot and, you know, really do something with it. But we don't
have
to worry about
there,
that because
no telling what you're going to get.
But we don't have to worry about that because we're a charity, so we can, you know, do what we want.
We are a charity.
Yeah.
Yes.
People should
You know, like a church, that's the type of charity
more.
We are.
Anthony,
we like the, you know how you have a church and how they, you know, have a charity for a church? That's the exact same charity that we are. We have all the, you know, the accoutrements that the church does.
Yeah, but the problem with a church, Suzanne, why it's not fair, because when you have a church, because they're allowed to have, like, funds for repairs and use it as needed, when you have a 501c3 charity like InnerSight, we have to spend our money, you know, by a certain time of the year, like, to prove that, you know, this is what we're spending it on, and it all has to go out the window, and you have to have tax receipts. If you don't, then, you know, I don't know, but you're not a charity. You know, the churches don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You only have to file with the Charities Bureau if you raise $25,000 or more for the year.
That's right.
And we never raise that.
Nope.
That's true, but...
We get an exemption.
Yeah.
That's true, but, you know... Like I said, a lot of people are fixated on wanting, you know, the tax, license thing to prove that you're charity and all that before they'll give. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
the politicians use us. The agencies use us. We have to turn that around. We have to find a way to turn that around and use them.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. That's what I do. How do you think this show is on the air?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I go out and do it.
Yeah.
I wish more disabled people would go out and do it.
But
I've been doing it on a smaller scale.
I would feel so bad to go out and have to solicit for a charity. Not because it's wrong, but
why?
You're telling
people
make you feel so bad. Because
if you go out and tell people, let's turn nursing homes into accessible housing because your taxpayer money is being wasted, you're going to see and have the petition and have it there and let them read it. You're going to see a reaction like you wouldn't believe.
They'll sign the petition. Of course, that doesn't cost them anything. But, you know, if you
not
say,
only will
oh,
they sign
like
the petition, they'll give you a donation.
A lot of times people will say, leave me alone with that BS. I feel like they would treat you like they treat homeless people that don't have food.
No,
you know, everybody, like, you go into a restaurant and everybody shuns them and they can't wait till you leave.
No, I'm not talking about that. No, you're missing the whole point.
No, I understand, but they put you in that same kind of class. You don't have to get out of my face.
No, they don't. When I show people the letter that my last three guide dogs were denied their medical, they hate it. They hate it, especially when they see my dog there, well-trained and groomed and beautiful.
I can't
It's
see.
The same thing when you show somebody a picture who's been in a nursing home. and died in there.
I can't say that.
And they took everything.
I can't say that it happens all the time. I mean, but I've seen, you know, situations where I've seen the bell ringers, like, you know, around Christmas
time.
I'm
not talking about
salvation. No, but they treat them, but that's collecting money. They treat them like garbage.
I'm talking about proof and facts.
Yeah.
$196 billion spent on these nursing homes.
Yeah.
I know, but
taxpayers' money being wasted.
Anybody wants to take the time to pay attention and listen. You know, people don't care anymore.
Of course not everybody's going to be.
You've got to
focus on the people who do want to take the time. Of course you got people who don't want. You're always going to have that.
I mean, Frank, I really feel that, you know, philanthropy is down. I mean, I've heard that many times.
Not really.
I don't agree. That's not true. My business is booming. My business has gone up.
Really?
You know where philanthropy is still up, and I'll tell you why. Because you have people who, you know, need to spend their money to get their tax write-off, first of all, because they have money. They have it still. Okay? So they need to spend it. That's number one. Number two, now, you got people who, you know, care. You really do. And you're going to get them to spend a little. Why not get them to spend a little more? I see people, you know, a lot who follow our...
The politicians,
The
politicians and the agencies do it to us, and they do it based on a lie.
Yeah.
We do it based on the truth. And
that's
we can
true.
Prove it.
Yeah, we can.
No,
so
that's
part
I,
of the answer.
Yeah. I know that we can, but I just don't feel that, you know, when you are a person who's not in a nursing home, you know, that you care that much because you can't, you know, feel their pain and sorrow. So that's
have
a
you
problem.
Ever been in a nursing home?
No, but I know, you know, what it's like to, you know, be in the bed and be sick and need care and be, you know, ignored or not, you know, attended to enough or, you know, I guess properly, you know, taken care of. And, you know,
been different nursing homes, and believe me, you're neglected, and it's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know,
847.
People are out of
Interstate. We got to move on, Anthony.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
take care, Anthony.
In.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Always right, calling. Bye-bye. Don't worry.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Interstate.
Take care.
And don't forget, tomorrow night, the funnies. We'll have a lot of fun here. Jimmy Dinigan. Lauren Hardy will be here.
Yeah.
Louie the Lip.
He's on
here.
2 seconds. And he came.
And we'll have
he back off. I don't know why.
A blast.
Tomorrow
night on Inner Sight. And, you know, the politicians are going to continue the bullshit.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they're going to continue in every which way to try to sell people a bill of goods. All right? So, we need to combat that.
Yes, we
do. And on Inner Sight, we are combating
it. We have a caller, Frank.
Yeah, hold it. And we need to continue to combat that and to build on that, you know.
Yeah.
And we need more disabled people. And we'll help you do it.
Yeah.
You know, and let me tell you, you got to have a good appearance.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know what you're talking about. You got to have
right.
the facts. You got to have the petition with you.
That's
show
right.
it to people.
Yep.
You know, tell them to go to change.org and sign it. You know, you can do it for the service dog schools. You can do
or
it for the nursing homes. You can create one for enforcement. On the Americans with Disability Act.
Right.
So people can do more to offset
right.
some of the financial burden. The politicians are using the money to offset their financial burden.
Right.
And they're not doing a damn thing to help us.
Right. No, they're not.
At least we're trying to do something to help people.
That's
and we're
it.
Not asking them for money.
That's it.
All right, what did you say? We have a phone call?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's take another phone call. Inner Sight Live.
Here it comes.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, Frank. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, it's Mary. How are you? I just want to thank Frank for all he does.
Oh, it's
on
the
whim, just called up because I'm making my card for my dog that Frank certified. Frank and Sasha, I should say, certified.
Yeah.
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
And I might be calling at an odd time, of course, because I think your show ends at 9, but...
Yes, it does. But that's okay.
Is it okay if I share something,
or
you want me to do this another time? Oh, okay.
No. How's Luna?
She's okay, but I'm not. And I cried after we talked today, Frank, because... I was on the phone with my therapist.
Aww.
And I cried because it's not fair that we, with the SS, they find loopholes in every which way to separate you from your animal, and it's terrible that I, in a weekend, have to do this, and I'm being evicted, and they haven't done anything. They just say, we'll try to keep you and your dog together, but we can't guarantee it. So I got to change everything.
Well, we'll guarantee.
And it's really not fair. I'm fighting to keep my dog, and it's just, I don't want to say it's degrading, but it's horrible, and I started to cry, and I'm like, this is just not fair.
That's normal. It's normal. Let me ask you something. How do you feel about, how would you feel about talking to the media about this whole thing?
I would say with the move going on right now, that might be better for a different time.
All right.
So I can get settled
because
in.
Because push comes to shove,
play.
It might help.
It really might help, Just suggesting it. You know, they really have helped me.
Well, you think about it.
Think about it, yeah.
Yeah,
in the meantime,
it should be when I'm a little calmer, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure. Doesn't have to be tomorrow,
but,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the meantime, you know we're with you. We're behind you.
Yes, we are.
We certified the dog. We're going to fight for you. We're going to fight for Luna.
Yeah.
You know?
And we certified it. We stand by it.
Have faith.
That's all. Yeah, have faith.
There is a person, and I'm not suggesting her for you to contact her, but she's pretty on the up and up, and what she told me about DSS... I'm being evicted, so I need housing. And she told me they tried to talk to them and suggested something. They turned it down. They tried it again with a different way, and they turned it down. So now, according to my caseworker, when he was speaking with Linda, there's going to be
Linda's
a lawsuit,
the lawyer.
But DSS, yeah. Oh, you know her then.
Yeah.
I know.
So, apartment complexes and DSS are doing this to people for years. They have separated people from their animals.
Oh, wow.
I know there are dishonest people out there, so I do give that consideration, but mine's real, you know. I spoke to Frank earlier. I said, we need to change the wording of this, so I was doing my business card. So when you go into a store and if you're asked, do you have a card for her, I can produce one.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a court case? Are they bringing a court action against DSS?
I'm not sure against who. You would have to find that out from Linda.
Yeah.
I wasn't speaking with her at the time. She was speaking with my case manager, Rob.
Uh-huh.
And he relayed it back to me. So when I got home the other day, I called to let her know how it went. He goes, call Linda, let her know how it went. And if it continues to go this way, we have to call National Suffolk Law Services. So that's why we're changing the wording. What they're trying to do is find a loophole. And that's what these places are doing, not just TSS, but apartment complexes as well.
Oh, that's horrible. Really?
Yeah, well, you know, we need much stricter
enforcement
of this ADA,
yeah.
And Congress is refusing to do it. I met with the congressman.
That's
what's going on here. There's no strict enforcement.
So they won't allow the ADA to make changes?
No,
yeah.
It's not enforceable.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
it's not enforceable,
the law.
Yeah.
The regulations are there, you know, but it's not enforceable.
You know what I know?
Mm.
It's really sad. That's what I say it is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
People need
it.
I need it because I've had some traumatic experiences, but I also need it for guide dog work, so that's what I'm going to put it under. But it really, for anybody who needs it for any traumatic experience, that really, between you and me, sucks. That you cannot use it for for a traumatic experience. And they should be allowing you to use it, period. End of story.
They should, but you got these people who dig their heels in the ground. Let me look up the ADA paperwork and what my caseworker highlighted. He goes, hold on a minute. We can debate this.
Yeah.
What he highlighted was ADA paperwork. Q4. If someone's dog calms them when having an anxiety attack, does this quality... It was
it's
a service animal. They
but
go,
let Mary
it
talk.
It depends.
Sorry.
It depends. The ADA makes a distinction between psychiatric service animals and emotional support animals. If the dog has been trained to sense that an anxiety attack is about to happen and take a specific action to help avoid the attack or lessen its impact, that will qualify as a service animal. However, if the dog's mere presence provides comfort, that would not be considered a service animal under the ADA. Q5, does the ADA require service animals to be professionally trained? Answer, no. People with disabilities have the right to train the dog themselves and are not required to use a professional service dog training program. And they wanted to ask me for my card, and I wouldn't show it because I'm changing it now from emotional support dog to psychiatric service dog. And I'm afraid they're just going to look at it the same way and go, we can't guarantee you.
You notice, excuse me, Mary, you notice that there's nothing in, no, not one word in there about enforcement.
Nothing,
See?
I don't know why that is.
They didn't put it in.
They didn't put it in, is right.
Well,
Congress didn't put it in.
Can they?
Yeah.
Huh?
So how does that change? Can it be changed?
We change it.
You got to get Congress to amend it. That's why I asked, one of the reasons I asked you, would you be willing to talk to the media? We have to make a very big issue out of this, and if we can get Linda, and if they're going to do a court thing, that would be the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know when that's happening. I didn't ask Linda, but I think you have her number, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's very up and up on this. She said a lot has changed in 2 years.
Listen, we got to go off the air. But thank you for calling, and we'll stay with you, and, you know, we'll get it done. We're going to keep you and Luna together.
Yes, we are.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I need
her.
Hope
so. Yeah.
Well, I know you
I love her so
we
much.
We will.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go. Thank you.
Take care, Mary.
All right. In a sight.
Bye-bye.
Be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Thank everybody for listening. Co-host engineer Suzanne and all the gang, Inner Sight, all our supporters, Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo, Nobody stopped on Long Island. All right. Inner Sight tomorrow night. Funnies. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.